High Five, episode 437.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you are just watching or even playing in the Strixhaven Championships, or you're just like, hey, let me jam some Jumpstart on Arena. We are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And on today's show, coming to you live from a Minnesotan swamp.
Oof.
It's like 100 degrees outside.
It's warm. It's sticky.
It is sticky warm.
Yeah.
Coming to you live from the swamp. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff, actually.
Yeah.
Standard, historic.
They all happened this weekend.
Arena events that are coming up or are happening currently.
Yes.
Ways for you to play. And we're going to help you out by letting you know what decks are cool, what events you should check out.
Yep.
So if you're like, I'm on vacation, I want to hang out like beside a lake and play some arena on my laptop or whatever.
Yeah. Or on your phone
on
now.
On your phone. What am I saying?
Maria, are you describing what you're going to do this weekend?
Yep. It's precisely. I'm just talking about my life.
Yep. Knew it.
We've got you covered of what you should play and how you should play it.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to let you know.
But before we get started, we have some people to thank for making this show possible.
Yes.
Which always is just a thing that people say, but we freaking mean it.
It's actually literally true.
I don't know how to tell you how true it is that we could not make this show without patrons of it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, especially to Dylan, Manuel, Brett, and George.
Yay!
Who came in and was like, I'm George number one this week. And so we need another George.
Oh,
out
we
there.
Did. We did
George
ask for
specifically. Called out.
Oh, thank you, George.
That's right. Thank you so much for answering the George call.
But now we need George number two.
Call for George's.
George number two, please.
George number two.
Help us out.
Change your name to George.
I don't care if it's like some derivative of George.
Just like all the people who changed their name to Salmon so that they could get free sushi.
What are you talking about?
Did you not hear about this?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to look up the details of this while you talk about Patreon real quick.
So please, George number two, come and donate. We'd love to have you, Georgiana, Georgie, whatever it is. Even if your name starts with a G, hey, we'll take it. Patreon.com/GLHF. /GLHF Magic. You can become a patron for literally any dollar amount. If you're like, I want to throw a buck at your face every month, great, you're a patron. If you do $5 a month at our faces, you're a squirrel level patron. You get access to our Discord, lots of other cool benefits, all the way up to play mats,
including getting to play in our tournament.
Yay!
Which is happening Saturday the 19th.
Yes.
And it's going to be 100 card standard.
This is going to be super fun.
Not singleton.
No.
Just 100 card standard. We are super excited.
Yeah, we're going to build the tournament later this week, so keep your eyes open for that. We'll post it on our Patreon when it's ready to enter.
Yep.
But it's going to be really fun.
The last one, absolute blast.
It was a blast.
Only way you can play in it, you don't even have to pay an entry fee.
No.
You just have to be a patron of the show.
And then you get prizes. We have cool ones for like best deck name, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So
awesome prizes.
Really, really fun tournament. And you get to hang out with cool people, which is the best part.
Okay, Maria.
Yes.
I can't believe you didn't hear this, but there was like a restaurant in Taiwan that was like, they had this promotion where if your name was Salmon, you could come in and get free salmon. And over 150 people went and changed their name to Salmon.
Okay, I'm looking at the headlines here, and this headline is so perfect. Salmon chaos in Taiwan.
Yes.
I mean, is Salmon a name in Taiwan? Or
no, they were just like, if your name is Salmon.
This is...
Because apparently... Like, someone else is telling me that apparently in Taiwan, it's, like, easier to change your name than it is, like, in the U.S. It's not as thorough of a legal process. So it was just, like, a weird promotion. And then a bunch of people went and changed their name to Salmon.
Oh, unbelievable. That's
Anyways,
great. That's great.
There we are.
You can call me Salmon from now on.
Before we continue, we also have to thank Card Kingdom.
Yes!
CardKingdom.com/GLHF, a perfect place to get all your Modern Horizons 2 boosties.
Yeah, for sure. There's a pre-release event coming up this weekend. There's probably one through your store. You can even go and play in person maybe for the first time.
Woo!
You need them boosties to be able to do that.
Yes, you do. Card Kingdom, great place to go. You can also buy singles. If, like, once those cards are out and you're like, I'm not into drafting, First of all, who are you? But anyways, that's not what we're here to ask. Second, you can just be like, maybe you didn't crack the cards you needed.
Yeah.
You can order them from Card Kingdom.
Or if you're like, I want some beautiful Mystical Archives, Card Kingdom's Ooh. Got you covered.
Yes, their they shipping do. Is
super fast.
So fast.
Say good luck, high five. They'll give you a token or a sticker for free in your order.
For free.
Just use our affiliate link, get whatever you need, then go about your day.
Let's talk about Standard really quickly, because there was, surprisingly, a little bit of a Standard shakeup this weekend.
Yeah, interestingly enough, the past few events in Standard have been kind of, let's be honest, a little bit snooze-festy.
Yes, they really have. We've just seen Sultai Ultimatum versus Sultai Ultimatum. Ugh. Everyone just trying to get
cast
on out
their
there.
Ultimatums.
Exactly, and cast their big old spells. But this time, there was a Jeskai Mutate deck.
Yes.
Which was very cool. We got to see it on camera a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Where you would slap Vaidrock on top of, you know, other things. Sometimes other Vaidrock, sometimes a Lord Drakus. For some real, sometimes a Goldspan Dragon. Ooh, just for infinite value, basically.
Yeah, so this deck was kind of the new hotness this weekend. How many people played it?
15.
15, and the win rate was the best in Standard, which was 60.7%.
Yes.
And that was the best by quite a bit.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell from these numbers, other than the four people who played Teamer Luka.
Yes.
So it was the real deal. They made the right decision.
Yeah.
And it was successful for them.
Absolutely it was.
So the deal is you're getting spells back from their graveyard and you're just getting a ton of value.
Yeah. It is. It's sick. Like, it's cool enough that, like, I'm going to go and try and figure out how it works.
Oh, great.
And play it. Although, I don't know if you saw, but PV posted this very funny tweet that was, like, between him and some members of his team that was, like, I think that I'm favored in the Jeskai Mutate matchup, but I don't know because I don't know how their deck works.
Oh my gosh.
And someone else replied, I think that I'm not favored in the Jeskai Mutate matchup, but I don't know because I don't know how their deck works.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Wow, that's super interesting.
Multiple bros were just like, I don't know what my matchup against this is going to be like because I don't know how it works.
So one player who played this notably made our top eight, Mati Kuisma.
Two of them.
Two.
David Inglis was also on it.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. And here's interesting part. We saw Mati Kuisma go off with this deck on camera because there is an infinite combo which resides within this deck, which allows you to generate one mana every time you perform the combo, and eventually you're able to burn out your opponent with Prismari Command.
Great.
But it takes forever. So that part I think is like, unless you're between a rock and a hard place, you probably don't want to try and pull off that combo, or you know, have a few hours.
Just do it.
Yeah, so that was kind of the breakout Standard deck of the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. We also had Is It Tempo, which was out there with 52.3%. Notably, Sam Pardee, although the top eight was historic, in Standard, he played Mono Red Aggro.
Yeah, bizarre.
I know, wild choice, but it got the job done.
It sure did.
He was just sort of like, everybody's doing clunky things. I'll just do the fast thing and see how it goes.
I mean, sure. I mean, bring Mono Red to a Sultai Ultimatum party. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sultai Ultimatum, the most played deck in Standard, as we expected.
Yes.
Because of the past tournaments and what Megan said earlier.
But only 47.4% win rate.
Yeah, not as high as you'd expect.
No, and not a winning record.
No.
For the deck.
No.
Which is, I think, very interesting.
The most, the second most popular deck was the Is It Tempo deck you mentioned, which is Goldspan Dragon smashing on in. That had a positive win rate at 52.3%.
Yeah. Something called Naya Spirits. 23 people played it. 53% win rate.
Yeah, this deck is pretty cool. It's like that go wide situation, and you can play like Totsky and stuff to draw a bunch of cards.
Okay, that's cute.
A player who was doing really well with this throughout the tournament was Fiona Wei from the United Kingdom. She was like, "Yeah, this deck's pretty sweet. Check it out." And like,
all right,
sure enough,
this deck's pretty sweet.
Lots of creatures. Yeah. You know, drawing cards left and right. Just classic green white situation.
Nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, so you know, even though Spirits in Modern has always been my nemesis,
that's true.
It's not even a nemesis. A nemesis indicates that, like, perhaps that they can battle you at your own level. Spirits can't. So
snapped.
I know, it's one of the biggest burns I've ever made on anything.
That's true. And here's the thing too, standard overall, there wasn't like a dominant deck other than this mutate deck, which was better than everybody else. But honestly, the entire format was relatively flat as far as win rates are considered. So like a very nice balanced standard, which we've been wanting for forever.
It's great.
It's here.
So if you're like, I will only play standard when it's good, get out there. It's the good right now. The water's nice.
Absolutely.
The water's fine. The water's temperate, whatever the quote is.
The water is like a nice bath.
That's definitely it.
With a bath bomb. Of your scent.
Come on in.
Preference.
The water's fine. What's that from?
I don't know. People's mouths?
Is it a quote from something?
I mean, maybe.
It feels.
But like, it would have had to have been a quote from like 1322. Like, because like, isn't that just something that somebody would say?
Shakespeare's King Lear.
Come on in.
Come on
in.
The water's fine. I could have sworn. Right? Isn't that like a Jaws quote?
Oh my God. Can I ask you a Shakespeare question?
Yeah.
This is something I remember that I was told, and I'm not sure if it's true. If anybody knows the answer. So in Romeo and Juliet, there's the whole like Queen Mab speech.
Yeah.
And in it, he's saying stuff like a very good woman, a very whatever, a very tall man, a very blank blank. And I was told by somebody once this was because the word very had just been invented.
Right.
And they were like being like, ooh, I'm the new hotness saying
I'm the new
very.
I can say very all the time.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I thought that was so funny.
Love it.
Because like we think of the word very as like.
You're being lazy.
Like the word the.
Exactly. Or like just pick a stronger word so that you don't have to use very as a modifier in front of it.
Oh, now we've gone way past you, Bill. So like.
Yeah, exactly.
Get real.
Like if you're going to say it's very nice, don't say very nice. Just say excellent instead. Fixed it.
Coming at you with linguistics lessons on
anyways,
this episode of Good
there
Luck
you
High
go.
Five.
Okay. Originated as an encouragement. Oh, never mind. It's not from anything except everywhere.
Come on in. The water's fine.
I don't know. It just felt doesn't it feel like it could be like a quote from like Die Hard?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Because in my head, I thought you were going to say like some Disney movie. Like
no, I was going, I don't know.
From Die Hard. Yeah.
Can you imagine John
He's
McClane
like,
being like,
come on in.
The water's
fine. And then he blows them all away. With
exactly.
A squirt gun.
Like with the fire hose from the top of the building.
There we go.
We completely fabricated a scene.
We made a new Die Hard movie.
Anyway,
I'd watch that one. Aren't we due for a new Die Hard?
I think so. It's been a while.
Seriously. Get with it, film productions.
Stop after three or go until they're all dead.
Well, look, that's where we're at with Marvel right now.
Yeah.
75 billion movies and we can't get Die Hard 4? Excuse me?
Oh, Maria, Die Hard 4 happened.
Oh. What are we on?
I think 5 also happened.
Okay.
So I think it would be 6.
We can't get Die Hard 6? They're
That's
probably
right.
making it right now.
The For Your Die Hard was 4.
Okay, well, Die Hard 10. We're
and
waiting
like,
for you.
6 was something like, I'm not Russian. Die Hard.
Now we're getting into Fast and Furious title territory.
Oh, anyways. Standard. Wait, we're done with standard.
Yeah, that's standard.
Historic.
Historic. So, yeah, the other format from this past weekend was historic, and it was the most played one because the top 8 was also historic.
That's right. And obviously the story here was Jeskai Turns.
Jeskai Turns.
Just stomping. Field.
And they're not even playing stomp.
No, they're not.
So, you know, wild.
Ugh. And so, I mean, besides that, the story was Brainstorm.
Yes.
There were 33 of a possible 34 copies in the top 8. And it was only 33 because Seth Manfield misregistered his deck and forgot one. So
this is a very Seth thing to do.
That's why it was not the full, complete, as many as there can be.
Oh, that's funny.
Copies in the top 8.
Yeah, so Jeskai Turns was actually not the most played deck in the tournament. Mm-hmm. As far as historic goes, Is It Phoenix was the number one most registered deck by quite a wide margin.
31?
What? Are you trying to think of copies of Brainstorm right now?
It was 31.
Okay, 31. Okay.
Anyways, keep going. Yeah. Sorry.
Is it Phoenix? Most people brought it. It was kind of a known quantity coming into the weekend. People were like, yeah, this is probably the best deck. The win rate there was 51.9%, so positive win rate.
And it is really fun.
It's a fun, super fun deck.
You're just casting the cheapest spells you can possibly imagine, like Faithless Looting, like bin those Phoenixes.
Put them in the garden.
Put them in the graveyard as quick as you can. Boom. And then be like, opt. More Faithless Looting, Brainstorm. You can cast three spells in your turn so easily.
Yeah.
Then those Phoenixes jump right back onto the battlefield.
There they are.
Yeah. Or Sprite Dragon.
There's a little one.
Man, that little one that can just get on in there.
Yeah, it's a really fun
Stormwing entity. Sorry, I'm just remembering cards Stormwing. And you're like, whoa.
You can play that sucker out really fast. Yeah, it's a 3/3 and you get to scry as well.
Mm-hmm. It has prowess.
Yeah, and I mean, Brainstorm being in this deck, being in Jeskai turns, I mean, it cannot be overstated the effect of this card on Historic.
So that is the question, right? So we're looking at, okay, Jeskai turns.
Yeah.
It's probably too good.
Yeah, so
that
wait.
That seems to be like the consensus.
Let's just quickly describe Jeskai turns in case nobody saw what it does.
So what you do is at some point, either using Dwarven Mine, which creates a 1/1 if you have three mountains in play when it comes into play, or using Prismari Command to create a treasure on your opponent's turn.
Or cycling your making a treasure with your Magma Opus or whatever.
Treasure cycling your Magma Opus. You are going to use Indomitable Creativity of all things.
Of all cards.
From Kaladesh Remastered, which is red, 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 X.
Mm-hmm.
And you exile X permanence, X non-land permanence.
Yep.
And their controller exiles cards from their library until they hit a creature card or a permanent. It might be any permanent. Anyways.
I think it's a creature.
Creature or permanent. But point is, the only one that they have in there is Vel'Amakas Lorehold.
Yep.
And so he hits the battlefield, this big old 5/5 hasty dragon. He bonks them. When he attacks. And then as he attacks, he also is like, let me look at the top of your library and we'll cast an instant or sorcery. And usually it's a time warp. And then they just do it all again.
Yeah.
And then they take as many turns as they want while they bonk you with their Lorehold. With their Vel'Amakas Lorehold. And then you're dead.
Yeah, I think it's a very versatile deck too because of the fact that there's Brainstorm, like which we're going to talk about. But like also you can always just cast stuff super, super early because you're making a bunch of treasures.
You can
cast a Magma Opus on turn 4, which is, you know, as they say, pretty good.
Pretty good.
And then you can overload Mizzix's Mastery.
Which you can cast any number of instants or sorceries from your graveyard.
Just cast them all.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this deck is wild, extremely powerful, very explosive, and wasn't really known about until this weekend.
So much card selection in this deck. There's Brainstorm, there's Expressive Iteration, which was
a huge
piece of it.
Yeah, so this deck is just versatile. It fires on all cylinders. It smashes you in the face.
Cool.
And they broke the format coming in.
Yes.
It's always exciting to me when people understand that, oh, wait a second, we have discovered the deck that is the best deck. And this deck was 61.4% win percentage. Compare that to Is It Phoenix, which is 51.9%.
Yeah, it is the highest by 10%.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is really something else. And so the question becomes, right, okay, maybe things will stay the same, but probably not.
I don't think so.
Enough people are like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
Those people are wrong, but whatever. They're quite loud.
This is too dominant. What about that?
Okay. They're like, this is too dominant. Great. And you're like, okay, what are we going to ban?
Yeah.
Because you can look at the Jeskai Turns deck alone and be like, hey, do we ban something from this? Do we ban Time Warp?
Yeah.
Do we ban Mizzix's Mastery?
Yep.
What do we ban? Weirdly, Indomitable Creativity.
Yeah.
What could you ban to stop this combo from happening?
Right.
Or do you look at the full top 8, which had no black or green cards?
No, it was all Is It All the Time in this
all
top
Is It
8.
All the Time. And do you say we ban Brainstorm? And we'll see what that does to the turns deck first before we see if we need to just nuke it outright.
I don't think taking Brainstorm away is enough. That's my take.
Wow. That's a spicy take.
Yeah.
I think that it is.
All right.
There are our two sides.
There's two sides to every story. Yeah, Brainstorm, I think, I'm not sure if it can stay in Historic. It's a legacy card. It's extraordinarily powerful. And also, the complexity of playing Brainstorm is very, very high.
Yeah.
On top of all of this. So, like, if you're a better player, more experienced player, you're going to play way better than somebody else who just is like, look at this Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Take some cards.
I mean, I don't know that I feel negatively about it rewarding practice.
No, I'm just saying, like, this is the most... A skill testing card that we have seen put into a format like Historic, which is like the, I don't know, a big premier Magic Arena format. I don't know. Yeah, I have a premonition that it one day will not be allowed, but here we are. Yeah.
I mean, I think if it were up to me,
yeah,
I think that I would probably look at these results and say, okay, let's axe Brainstorm
and just see.
And see what happens.
Sure.
Because I think, you know, maybe I'm wrong and maybe turns will still be too powerful, but I think that that amount of card selection is pretty important. And I don't know if something like Opt fully, you know, like remediates that.
Opt is fine.
Exactly. Like, I love an Opt, but maybe it's not Brainstorm.
Oh, no. No way.
It is not Brainstorm at all.
I think we need to take away Mizzix's Mastery. That's my that's my guess. But just because of the problems that it could potentially cause in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also think it's really weird.
I think it's such a cool card, so it makes me sad to say that, but
Maria, you're like, of all the things that you want to get rid of, you're picking an 8 mana sorcery.
That's right, I am.
And here's my opinion. If you can't deal with an 8 mana sorcery.
Hello.
Sorry, someone wants to tell me about my warranty expiring.
They've reached up through the grave. Excuse me, did you know your warranty is expiring?
They reached you in the podcast.
My God.
If you are losing to an 8 mana sorcery, you deserve to
lose.
But
it's also a 4 mana sorcery.
That's true, but when at 4 mana, it just does one thing.
Like casting Magma Opus on turn 4.
Okay. Maybe you get rid of Magma Opus.
Oh, nah. That one's fine. Okay, we're going to find out what's going to happen, because I don't think that they're going to let this...
I think that it will be soon.
...stand. Which is a little bit sad, because you never like to see the top decks from tournaments just immediately getting axed.
That's true. I feel like maybe it's more personal taste. Is just that it's like,
no, hey, if you're looking at the format
and you're saying Brainstorm's gonna have to go, why not just cut it and kind of like give it? I mean, you don't have to give it forever.
No, you can put it in timeout.
Give it 2 weeks and be like, we're gonna see what the format shapes up like for 2 weeks with no Brainstorm.
Suspend.
If turns is still absolutely busted, then like, okay, we'll axe Mizzix's Mastery.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wonder if they would be as flexible as that, because that would be kind of nice, I think. But who knows? So it's kind of hard to say where Historic's at right now because of the dominance of the turns deck in the tournament. And it will be everywhere now for sure on Arena. But there were so many other fun decks. There's a cool Jeskai Control deck that seems like something you'd be interested in.
Oh, yeah. Seth Manfield played that one. He made the top eight for the billionth time.
So true. And also, they say if this turns deck goes away, Monty was saying that he thinks Orzhov Auras or Azorius Auras will be back on the menu.
Oh, so you have a personal vendetta.
I have a personal vendetta about this. Yeah, if this turns deck goes away, yeah, I think because then that deck's okay against Phoenix. Yeah. And so then we get more of a balanced place, at least as far as my favorite deck is concerned.
All right.
But, I mean, yeah, it was Historic a little bit skewed this past weekend.
Yeah, it really was.
If you don't know who won, it was Sam Pardee.
Yeah.
Took down the whole tournament.
Congrats to him.
Yeah, congratulations, Sam. He,
like we said, on mono red aggro, which had an otherwise abysmal win rate.
Very strange.
Somewhere in the low 40s.
Yeah.
But good for him carrying it through, and then was obviously on this Jeskai Turns deck.
Yeah. And if you missed the final game of the final match, it was super fun. So
it was some really good Magic this weekend.
I think you should watch it.
There was some great stuff in there.
Yeah.
Oh, which is like, I don't know.
Like there, did you
see it's kind of rough when you're like, okay, this deck is too dominant, so it has to go. But you're like, but great Magic is getting played.
Yeah, we had some excellent games this past weekend. Do you remember the game with Autumn's Azorius Blink deck?
Yes.
That was super cool.
Versus Paolo.
Yeah.
Where everyone was like, oh my God, Autumn's going to time out. Like it's not enough time.
Yeah. And it was such a cool match.
And that one was so cool because we got to see Autumn make the decision to be like, okay, am I going to cut my losses in what looks like a game two that I'm losing?
Yep.
And try to win in game three with almost no time on my clock.
Yep.
And the answer for Autumn was no.
No.
I'm just going to like shove through this thing and eventually come back to win this game.
It was so great.
It was so good.
And then the reaction at the end, just like, yes, I did it. And I was like, that's what we watch and play Magic for right there. It was so cool.
It was very cool.
Yeah. And like we said, congrats to Sam for winning it. I mean, he's been in the scene a long, long time. His top eight at 15 Grand Prix, won two
that's
of them.
That's an absurd number.
And also
that's
Marshall Sutcliffe picked him to win, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Great stuff.
Wow, Marshall.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
In case you're out there and you're like, oh my goodness, what if I don't want to play any of these like top meta decks, most played decks? There were two rogue decks that did very well in Historic. All right,
let's go.
There's one which was Ryan Wu played Teamer Ramp.
Cool.
And Shintaro Ishimura played Teamer Marvel.
Yeah, I heard about this.
So you can go take a look at those deck lists. if you're like, I don't want to play your boring meta decks, but you want to get in some Historic games, go take a look at those.
Do you remember Aetherworks Marvel and Standard?
Oh, of course I do.
Well, here you go. You can play in Historic now.
What a good time.
Okay, we're going to tell you about some super fun arena events coming up in the near future. If you're not interested in laddering with Standard or Historic, don't worry.
That's right. The Arena Cube is happening right now. My number one tip is just take Prismatic Bridge. That's Asika on one side,
yep.
Prismatic Bridge on the other. Draft like all the lands that you can.
Five
color fun times. And then just every time that you see a super OP planeswalker creature, take it.
Great. So
it is so much fun. I've just been drafting it, honestly, back to back to back.
So are you just, okay, how high are you picking your lands? Pick two, pick three, pick four?
Literally, yes. Yeah. Absolutely that high.
So that's what you got to do. And then once you've got that, you can just lay back and like be like,
exactly.
I'll take this.
Or if there's one that's like, I will say, so if you want to do this, great time.
Yeah.
The ones that I will skip and pick something else out of the pack is I don't like the modal double face lands in this instance, because you don't want lands that are only one color, even if you get to pick the color.
Sure.
We're only in it for picking, like, the top pick is the three color lands. The triomes. Absolutely. Anytime you can get your hands on a triome, just pick that, like, slam that sucker. Great. It is great.
I'm here for this.
And then after that, the regular duels.
Because I was just playing, like, Esper Control every time, and I was just kind of like, I'm kind of bored of this.
Oh, no, just
Prismatic Bridge.
The only game that I've lost recently is because my opponent hardcast an Ulamog the turn right before I got to hardcast my Ulamog, and they exiled a land that I needed to cast it. So, like, that's the kind of party time stuff I'm talking about over here.
Yeah, it's a real good time. It's really high powered, really wild, and a very fun time where you can do super busted stuff. Are you playing best of one or best of three?
Do you know what? I played best of three first.
Yep.
But I will say, I've actually...
You've right, come because, around?
Like, usually you want to play cube on best of three because you're like, my deck wants to do its cool thing.
Yes.
But I will say that the Prismatic Bridge deck for me is so consistent, it doesn't matter.
All right.
And if you're picking your lands high enough, like, literally, I've cast Prismatic Bridge on turn five. I've cast it on turns four, Maria.
Okay, let me guess. How many lands are you drafting?
10 minimum.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. Anyways, that I've moved over to best of one only because it's so hard to go 3-0.
Yeah.
Because you will play against like completely degenerate stuff.
Oh, for sure.
In the 2-0 bracket of traditional. There's stuff where you're just like, what?
Well, if you're telling me that this is consistent enough to play in best of one and feel fine about it, then yeah, I'm all for it.
A good
let's go.
Time. I love it. So, like, okay, here's my pick order for
okay,
things.
Okay, let's go.
Right? One, obviously Prismatic Bridge or Field of the Dead or Golos.
Question. What if you're not, that's not in your first pack. Are you just like, I'm picking lands and then someone's going to pass it to me?
Yep.
Great.
And then, so like, yeah, one, obviously that. Two, lands.
Yep.
Three, something like a very OP planeswalker or creature.
Okay.
For a piece of removal.
Great.
The end.
You can do that. That's like, an easy recipe for you out there, listeners.
Such a good time.
All right. Put it in the recipe book. Draft and Prismatic Bridge and Cube.
It's just so much fun, which is why I want to tell everybody about it.
Megan, you can't keep talking about it because now I'm just I gotta go play it.
Like, you... I've just had the wildest combinations of dumb things in play.
Oh, that's great.
You're like, here's my Thrashing Brontodon and also my Kaya the Inexorable, like, in the same deck. I don't know.
I love it. That's great.
Oh, good stuff.
So if Cube is not your jam and you're like, I need a more beginner-focused arena format that I want to play, guess what? Jumpstart is here.
That's right. Everyone was like, this is so much fun, and it was only here for a brief period last summer.
Yeah.
It is back.
So Jumpstart works like this. There's going to be, 48 different pre-constructed decks that they put together.
Yeah.
They offer you a selection. I can't remember how many.
I think that they show you three. And you pick one, and then they show you two more or three more and you pick one of those.
Right. And then you combine those two, smash them together to create your abomination of your choice.
Yeah.
And you battle against somebody else who's done the same thing.
Yep.
So these decks are all themed. So that's like cats, unicorns, Phyrexians, dragons. So you can make unicorn dragons, unicorn jaces, whatever you want. And then, you play. It's pretty cheap to enter. You win rare cards, and it's so fun.
It's just a really good time. It's so silly.
Yeah, and the power level's, like, pretty low. So, like, the games are usually pretty good and not lopsided.
Yeah.
So it's a really good time. Yeah, you should check it out if you've never played the Jumpstart before. It's just a blast, and I'm happy they brought it back.
Yeah.
The other thing we want to let you know about coming up in Arena is the Historic Brawl event that's coming up later this month.
Yes.
So to get you ready for it, if you've never played Historic Brawl, we
had an episode a little while back about it.
Yes.
Because we had a historic tournament.
We had our own tourney, so we got you ready. Yes.
Maria is a degenerate and wants to play Cody in this event.
Yeah, Cody's pretty busted.
Which I have to say, honestly... Come with a plan for Cody, or else you shalt get wrecked.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll ban it. I don't know.
They might.
Because it's very, very good.
It's so good. It's disgustingly good, y'all.
So on the 18th, which is next Friday after this, they'll have FNM at Home Historic Brawl, which is free to enter.
Yeah.
So you can test out whatever you want.
Try things out.
And then on the 19th through the somethings, it will last for a little while, is the Historic Brawl Fest.
25th, I want to say, something like that.
It's in our notes. I just couldn't see. But that is pay to enter, and you win Japanese Mystical Archive card styles, which I'm all here for, of course.
Very cool.
And you can battle against a bunch of people. And I think Historic Brawl is so fun.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to get in there and do it so that Wizards is like, let's do more Historic Brawl.
On our stream a little bit ago, you played a Quintorius deck.
Yes.
And I played I love her so much, Tatyova Benthic Druid.
That was really
cool.
Which
I was so happy to have come back. And I made so many tokens that Arena was like, you can't have anymore.
We were like, what is the maximum?
We hit the token limit.
So I waited to concede until Megan had played Craterhoof Behemoth.
Yes.
On all of this stuff so that we could see how much damage I took.
It was something like 16,000.
It was a lot. I don't remember, but we had chat guess, and somebody was very scarily close to what it actually was.
It was like over 16,000 damage.
It was pretty funny.
It was great. And it could count all the damage.
Yes.
But at some point, like two turns earlier, it had stopped giving me more tokens.
You hit the token limit.
And it'd been like, no, you may not.
You may not.
Because I had a Skewed Swarm.
Skewed. Yeah, and so that was super fun. And you can just basically do whatever you want. Any kind of style of deck you like to play, Historic Brawl will let you do it.
Yeah.
And it was a super, super great time. So I'm excited for this.
Come prepared to beat Cody.
You got
to
beat that Cody.
Ugh.
And I hope they...
The problem is...
And Prismatic Bridge, speaking of.
Yes.
Asika.
If they get to... If they use Cody once... You're done for.
Yeah.
You have to kill it every single time immediately when they cast it.
Yeah.
Because if they untap, I'm sorry, but you're done for.
You've been Cody'd. Ah, rip. Yeah.
The Vociferous Codex has made an entry about you via eating you. And then you're in the book and it's just a photo of you.
Oh, that makes sense. Right? That's how Cody would process the information.
Cody knows Dark. Everything because Cody went around the multiverse and ate Dark. All the
Cody things. Cody has eaten all everything's.
Cody ate the knowledge.
Anyways. Watch out for Cody at night. Sorry. Mom, I'm freaking everybody.
There's a book in my room.
Do you ever go on the internet and read for like these stories about parents who say that the creepiest thing their kid ever said?
Yes.
It's one of my really favorite spooky. Things to do.
There's a book in my there's a book with legs in my room.
Mom, the man with the snake neck is looking at you from inside of the closet. Like, that was no. one. And I was like, no! No, I'm going to nope on out of here, child. Goodbye.
Oh. Been nice knowing you. Yeah,
it's fun while it lasted, but I guess you can't stay because that's the creepiest thing I ever heard.
Oh, great.
Megan, show off your painting.
Oh, yeah. Painting. This is because Seth Manfield was playing the Is It Tempo deck in Standard.
Yep.
With Galazeth Prismari. Mm-hmm. And so people obviously started calling it Galazeth Prismari.
Yep. Prismanfield.
Prismanfield. Here's my little drawing.
I said Megan had to bring this
for a bit.
Because we have to hang it up in the office because of its glory.
And, isn't it so good?
And you all need to see it.
It's a masterpiece.
Look at this.
I don't know what else to
look at this.
Honestly, I was like, oh yeah, Athena, I can draw one real quick. And then I started and I was like, I don't know what's going to happen here. And then I was done and I was like, I'm a genius. This is perfection. It doesn't get any better.
This right here, look at this painting.
Look at this painting.
Look at this horse.
Look at this
horse.
Have
you ever seen such a horse?
Look at that.
Well, everybody, it's time to say thank you to another one of our sponsors, Ultra Pro.
That's right. Bringing you what you didn't know you needed, but have always wanted.
So true.
A boombox deck box.
Hello. Have you ever been like, I wish I could listen to some sweet jams literally coming from my deck box?
Do you know what? Now you're going to be able to.
Now you can.
It's like so, it's so delightful.
I love it.
I can't even with it.
Yeah, I'm super excited to get one of these in here to show you.
Oh my God. So you just use Bluetooth.
Yeah, it just connects.
It's just a little Bluetooth speaker and also a deck box.
I love it.
Guess what? You don't have to carry two of those things.
No.
If you want to be playing like a chill game of Commander at home with your friends and you're like, let's turn on some tunes.
What if you're at the beach playing Magic?
Now you've got some tunes. What if you're making two stops today? One, you're going to chill out in your hammock by the lake. Two, then you're going to go play a game of Magic with your friends. Guess what? You can play some tunes at the lake without having to pack extra stuff.
There you go.
Put it all in one bag. Put your boombox in your bag. Put your deck box in your bag. They're the same thing.
Wow, I love it. Thank you, Ultra Pro, for thinking of this invention we didn't even know we needed, and now we need it.
I can't even.
This boombox, deck box, Ultra Pro.
Amazing.
Thank you for being our sponsor.
Boom deck box.
And creating
deck
this.
Deck boom. Deck boom. You can't say deck box, boom box every time.
Boom box.
Yeah, it is just a boom box.
I guess. I don't know.
But it's a real box.
That's this episode of Good Luck High Five. Thank you so much for hanging out with us as usual.
That's right. Please.
Just please, you know? Just please. It's a nice word.
Please consider becoming a patron over on patreon.com/GLHFmagic.
Nailed it.
Woo, got there. Thank you again so much to everyone who became a patron this week. Second George, you're out
there. Where are you, Second George?
We need you.
And here's the thing, too. You almost said goodluckhigh5.com, which is our website.
Yes.
P.S. We have a shop on there.
That's right.
Which has all of our sweet 80s kitty speaker logo stuff.
Yes. You can get it on a fanny pack.
You
can get it on a fanny pack.
It's so cute.
Go get it.
It's a great illustration done by a world famous illustrator, actually, legitimately. Wow. He's a comic book illustrator. So, yeah, go check it out. You can get it on shirts, fanny packs, mugs, whatever you want, notebooks. It's really, really cool. So check it out if you want some GLHF merch.
Sick.
Yeah, and thank you once again to Card Kingdom Ultra Bro for being our amazing sponsors.
Yeah.
And hopefully you come and become a patron, sign up for a tournament. Right.
Become a patron because 100 card standard is going to be sick.
By the way, we have emailed out to everybody who donated for our Doctors Without Borders fundraiser.
So if you did not get an email from us, reply to your original email after your donation and let us know.
Yeah.
Because we should have gotten back to everybody.
Yeah. So thank you once again if you donated for that. And you everybody, go jump in a lake because it's really hot out.
Until next week, keep cool, cats.
No, until next week, come on in. The water's fine.